Hey everybody, welcome to a special episode of SQL Unplugged. I'm here with Rohan, coming from your offices actually here in Building 16. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good. So we're here to actually make a special announcement. Want to share what that is?
Yeah, we're super excited to announce the general availability of Azure SQL Data Warehouse.
Nice. This is we've been waiting for this for quite some time. This is a great day, actually.
It's a fantastic day. Yeah, I mean, the service has been in preview for, you know, almost a year now.
Yeah.
And we've learned a ton from our customers and super excited to actually release it, finally.
Yep, we did a data expose show on this probably 6-8 months ago, so we'll kind of get to what the difference is. But let's get started with, give us an overview of what SQL Data, SQL DB or SQL Data Warehouse is for those that might be new to that.
Yeah, so, you know, SQL Data Warehouse is an elastic, massively parallel, you know, based on columnar technology, cloud data warehousing service in Azure.
Yep.
You know, this is specifically to run your analytic workloads, your enterprise data warehouses, you know, stuff like that.
Yep.
We basically have enabled you to do this in Azure now.
Yep. So for those that have used data warehousing in on-premises SQL Server, is this just new, or is this they're just basically taking what's on-premise and saying, hey, we're making it available in Azure?
You know, so sort of for existing SQL Server customers who sort of are looking at the cloud as a platform to actually move their data warehousing, we've definitely made things very easy, and you know, we can talk about, you know, what specific investments we've made.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you kind of what's unique in specifically to this one.
Yeah, I mean, there's several things, you know. Let me sort of go over. You know, first of all, it's a managed data warehouse service.
Yep.
What that means is, you know, typically when you think about building your data warehouse, you invest in things like hardware, you know, you provision it for peak, you know, patch management and software, all the other things that comes with managing the system, you know, all that sort of taken care of for you. So it's a managed service, so the only thing you think about is the data that I want to load and the analytics that I want to run.
We're really bringing the benefits of Azure to Azure SQL Data Warehouse, right?
Correct, absolutely. So the managed service is actually just, you know, just like how SQL DB is for databases, think about SQL Data Warehouse being for, you know, the analytic workloads, the data warehousing workloads. That's sort of key. The other thing is, you know, we've sort of spent a lot of time trying to understand the pain points that exist today on-prem, you know, when customers sort of build their enterprise data warehouse or data mart sort of solutions. A key part of it is just the provisioning.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to the Azure portal and basically, you know, within minutes, you can have it, your data warehouse created.
Yeah.
And then within seconds, you can actually scale it up or scale it down. A key investment architecturally that we made was to separate out compute and storage, which effectively allows you to scale, you know, your storage and compute independently. And this, we believe, is a extremely key differentiator of what we've built with SQL Data Warehouse compared to what already exists today and you know, how customers are used to sort of building this on-prem. Because you either land up over-provisioning, right? If you tightly couple your compute and storage, you're sort of wasting a lot of resources either on the compute or the storage side. And so for us, when we spoke to our customers, that was a very key pain point that, you know, they wanted to address just from a cost standpoint.
Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, like you said, it's been in preview for what, a year? About a year. What have we learned in that year, kind of feedback from customers,
right?
Not that what's unique so far, but what have we learned in that year to kind of really make this like that high scale enterprise ready data warehouse?
The key learnings, essentially, you know, was the provisioning time. You know, how quickly can I get it up? Like, how quickly can I scale up and scale down my compute?
Right.
You know, there was an aspect of, if you think about traditionally how data warehouses are run, there are these specific periods in time. It's either end of the week, end of the month, you know, end of a quarter, where there's peak usage. And a lot of times these data warehouses get built for the peak.
Yeah.
So the ability to pause your compute and, you know, resume it on demand when you need it was a pretty important part, because it's not like, you know, your batch workloads are being run 24/7.
Yeah.
There are certain times when you sort of, the usage sort of peaks. So we built this capability of being able to pause your compute completely while still maintaining your storage and being able to sort of restart your compute to the scale that you want to on demand, which sort of has resonated in a very significant way. I mean, that's, that truly sort of directly sort of converts into dollar savings for our customers.
Yeah. Getting away from that, tear it down to let's just pause it and then unpause when we're ready to go.
We unpause it whenever you need to.
Yeah.
Scale it up, scale it down within seconds. And traditionally, if you take a look at, you know, what exists today, even in the cloud or what exists on-prem, those operations typically land up taking, you know, several hours, actually sometimes even a few days. Security was very important. You know, like Azure SQL Data Warehouse is built-in auditing.
Yep.
And threat detection. This is pretty unique. I mean,
that's a big one.
Correct. It's a huge one because, you know, this is the ability where you have some of your most sensitive data in these data warehouses, and using machine learning, we are able to detect anomalies. What we call, you know, when we look at injection attacks, things like that that are happening on your data warehouse instance, we are able to detect that and let the customers notify the customers. And you can imagine, more than the analytics, this has sort of resonated in a huge way.
Okay.
We have the services completely integrated with Azure Active Directory, so you have a single sign-on, which is huge.
Yep.
And then you can use AAD, you know, the benefits of AAD are you can have very fine level of, you know, security guarantees.
Yeah.
You could do it at a table level, even at a column level, at a row level. All these benefits that showed up with SQL Server 2016 are showing up in the Azure SQL Data Warehouse. Another big, you know, like, I mean, for the folks who've used SQL 16, there's a huge, big feature in Polybase, which allows you to sort of do, you know, connect into non-relational stores, more specifically Hadoop and the big data stores. So that's built into SQL Data Warehouse as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about, you know, MPP data warehouse on your relational data, but using Polybase technology, which ships with SQL 16, which is integrated into SQL DW, you can connect to these non-relational stores. And you're going to keep expanding the connectors of these in the future, and you're running your analytics across all these data sources, not just your relational store.
Okay.
So that's a big one. And finally, and I'll sort of, you know, I'll say one of the big differentiators is just the existing tooling.
Yep.
So if you're used to SQL Server, you know, your tooling around Management Studio, you know, the connectors using JDBC, ODBC, et cetera, which allows, you know, third party, you know, partners like, you know, you have Informatica, Attunity, et cetera.
Yep.
You know, we've worked very closely with our partners to sort of get their functionality integrated with SQL Data Warehouse as well.
Awesome. So this is get started very quick, you know, get up and running very quickly, but not the learning curve of, you know, there's no learning curve because you're using the tools that we already know, right?
Correct. Which is, as you can imagine, getting started is pretty huge.
Yeah. Because you talked about over-provisioning, right? There is no over-provisioning or under-provisioning. It's, like you said, scale up and down as we need it, right? And pause it when we're
not effectively, using. Like, I think one of the big benefits, especially for a, you know, workload like analytics or data warehousing, where you're sort of talking about, you know, very, very large-scale data volumes, both on the storage and then analysis on the compute side, it becomes very important to be able to scale up and scale down to the needs in an instant manner. And I think Gartner sort of also called this out, where this whole architecture where compute and storage are separated is going to be the game in the future, right? And we took that to heart when we were designing this. And that's we believe, a very key investment that's gone into.
Are we going to see more of that proliferate through some of our other services where we separate, you know, compute and storage?
Absolutely. I mean, this is something across most of our data workloads.
Yeah.
You know, this thinking is sort of coming in. And separation of storage doesn't necessarily mean it's, you know, you have latency and things like that. We are looking at, you know, how do we build, you know, dedicated storage stuff, which is, you know, has very fast connections, if you will. So from a network IOPS throughput and latency standpoint, you're not sacrificing, and sort of making the gains like we see in the SQL Data Warehouse service.
It's finding that sweet spot where we get the best performance based on the architecture.
Correct. And you know, performance and scale, we haven't spoken about it, but that's sort of table stakes when you think about, you know, cloud data warehousing or any sort of data warehousing, right? I mean, these both, we've paid a ton of attention to price performance.
Yep.
You know, we've sort of kept you know, standard benchmarks like TPCH, you sort of modified that for the cloud in mind. The other thing, you know, we've been, you know, very sensitive to is just the primitive workloads, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we have, obviously with SQL Server, we have, you know, thousands and thousands of customers who've sort of, you know, already are trying out the SQL Data Warehouse service. We have several dozen customers already in production who are running their daily operations. Absolutely. You know, this is so critical that we wanted to get to a very, you know, decent comfort level from the quality and price performance and scale standpoint before we release
it. Said, here it is, right?
Available
and that's that important feedback we get through the previews and things like that.
Correct.
Let's talk about, because like I mentioned, we did a, you know, I had Stuart on the Data Exposed show and kind of, hey, here's, you know, Azure SQL Data Warehouse. And that was probably 6-8 months ago. What's new since then? I mean, what can we, you know, let's just say in the last 6-9 months, what can we expect?
You know, I mean, there's a bunch of, you know, like features that we've been releasing, you know, over the course of the last year, specifically based on customer feedback.
Yep.
So I don't exactly know when the show, the last data expo show was done, but you know, I can tell you what's new for GA.
Yeah, not to put you on the spot, but
yeah. You know, the big thing obviously is the availability of DWU 6000, which is, you know, we sort of that's like the highest level of amount of parallelism that we've built into compute, which is a huge amount.
Yeah.
You know, I think by default now we have premium storage based on solid state drives on which we actually store data. So that's, you know, leading to much better price performance. It's leading to much better consistency. Yeah. You know, consistency of performance is very important for data warehousing workloads because you want to sort of close your books at the end of the week or the end of the month.
Yeah.
You know,
got that guarantee.
You have to you have to, you know, make the guarantee that this query is going to complete in 2 hours or whatever. Right, so we've paid a ton of attention to consistency. Yep. There's been a lot of work that's happened there. You know, integration with the tooling.
Yeah.
You know, like there's obviously SSMS now works with SQL DW, which is great.
That's
you
fantastic.
Know, that's actually, I mean, we could have received a ton of very good feedback from the community on that. There's lots of new collations that we support, which weren't supported before. And, you know, obviously security, auditing, you know, all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I think what I'd say is, you know, the fundamental premise, like I mentioned, in terms of faster provisioning, being scale up and scale down, those things have remained. But yeah, those are some of the things that we've shipped, which are new to GA.
So what can we expect, not talking roadmap, but, you know, at GA's, we're going to, you know, obviously continue working on that. What's kind of the, you know, thinking as far as, you know, down the road a little bit with SQL Data Warehouse?
Yeah, you know, I think just like with almost everything else in Azure, I think hearing the customers, I mean, they literally land up defining the roadmap. you know, so we already are working very closely. Like I said, we have about thousands of customers who are, you know, trying it out. I said like several dozens already in production.
So their feedback is critical for shaping this, you know, where this goes.
You're totally spot on, I think. So in some sense, we are sort of very focused on what you're hearing from them. I mean, a key thing is just higher and higher data volumes, right? So sort of getting into more of the petabyte, tens of petabyte scale is going to be a big focus as we think about FY17. Price perf you know, continues to remain like, you know, how do we, you know, keep investing in our core query processing layer to make the distributed query processing actually as fast as it can be. I mean, I think we've done a very good job leading up to DGA, but we already know about some work that we need to do in that area. Betting huge in, you know, tiered storage in a very meaningful way.
Yep.
Like, you know, part of this is sort of getting newer and newer hard-based queues into Azure that enable, you know, much bigger data volumes, much higher compute. So this is what the customers expect. But, you know, the basic premise of, you know, saving costs, right, for these workloads. And, you know, we didn't speak much about it. I think this must have been covered earlier. It's just, so there's the warehousing part, but the integration of the ecosystem, right? How do you integrate with the BI tooling, data integration, in a machine learning, which is huge in Azure, right? I mean, we see people using that. That's actually one of the biggest benefits, I think. It's the fact that we have such a comprehensive ecosystem around data.
Yeah, it's not just a siloed.
Correct.
We can tap into an existing ecosystem of services that...
Absolutely, and I think that's a huge part of it. So, you know, obviously you use your T-SQL to do your basic analytic queries, right? You know, you do batch. We support interactive, obviously, so you can run interactive reports on these on your data warehouse. But then, you know, being able to sort of, you know, transition the analysis more on like building machine learning models on the data that comes with it. Think about it: your data spread across your NoSQL stores, you know, your big data stores, your relational stores. Being able to, you know, like issue T-SQL queries over Polybase that actually covers all of them. Then being able to sort of reach into all this data, build machine learning models, and operationalizing them, and then viewing the reports through Power BI or Excel. I mean, it's magic.
Well, it is, and that's you talk about it. You make a good point because I think a lot of when people talk data warehousing, you know, they don't think about, you know, how do I plug into, you know, how do I do machine learning against my data warehousing, or how do I do, you know, plug into, you know, non-relational stores, right? This is an enablement, right? In SQL Data Warehouse, enables me to reach into some of these other...
Absolutely.
Right?
And that's, and you know, this is like, I mean, just the whole end-to-end play is a key differentiator in Azure.
Yeah.
And like almost sort of everything we do, we think about from a, hey, what's the scenario? Like, hey, you know, so for data warehousing, I start off by like, okay, how do I quickly create the data warehouse? How do I make data loading easier?
Yep.
You know, through Polybase, when you do, you know, create table or select, we leverage the power of all your compute nodes to pull the data out of, you know, remote storage into our DW instance. And that's like blazing fast.
Yep.
And then after that, you get into like, how do I do batch query mode processing? How do I build operational reports which are more real time?
Yeah.
Then, you know, how do I do more back end, you know, machine learning based modeling, and then finally build in Power BI? So, I mean, we've obviously thought through this in a very comprehensive way.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
It really opens things up, right? Because it helps our customers think outside, you know, outside the box type of, you know, scenarios, right?
Correct.
And leverage some of these other services.
Correct.
Awesome.
Correct.
So customers can still continue to provide feedback.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'd love for, you know, you to try it out. I think, you know, the team has put their heart and soul into this. We're very proud of what we are launching. We believe it's really differentiated value. We hope you go try it out and, you know, send us feedback. Very excited and looking forward to working with you.
Absolutely. So great day. This is very exciting. Thanks, everybody, for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.